Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think that's a very good attitude.
It's Mike Shope.
You don't think? I don't think you should be butting in when I'm talking to my team. You're my assistant, okay? You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
It's the Bulldog.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy. I'm just thirsty.
Why don't you go to hell?
No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you
it's
are.
Mike
no,
Shope
I'm not.
And the Bulldog no, on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Where were we? Other than the fact that the whole conversation we're in the middle of is necessarily about their losing. I mean, that's the thing about this that is the worst part, is we're talking about outcomes if they lose, and that doesn't feel great. I mean, they are favored to win. We should probably build in some what if they win.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, it's like super compelling. I mean, there's a reason why big media and even like sports talk in general constantly obsesses over quarterback narratives. There's a reason why they do it, because you can't ever really settle it, ever.
Right.
And it's interesting, and there's always more to say.
Yeah.
What about this game? What about this play?
Right.
Was that not the one guy before who wanted to talk and talk? Like, well, wasn't that a drop by Dalton Kincaid? Sure. What kind of play was that? I mean, it was a mess.
Right.
So, and it wasn't also in the end zone. The game wasn't theirs if he makes the catch. It's first down.
There is always more to say. And here's something more to say from me, from my end of this, thinking to that caller's name was Mark, I think.
Yeah.
Thinking of him in general, because the way he approached it was as though I am blaming it all on Allen instead of McDermott. And that is not it. And I blame myself for that. No one's harder on me than me.
Mm.
Maybe I haven't made it as clear. It's the offense. Like, I've got the ball with that guy at quarterback. I should be able to knock you out. But they haven't put enough there. They have not poured enough assets into that. It's the wide receiver conversation. Sorry to be so hackneyed, but it is, right? I make the point about Amari Cooper on 3rd and 10. Like, that was my pivot 6 weeks into the season because I knew I didn't have enough. This year they knew they didn't have enough, and they couldn't even get anything done. And so now I'm going into the playoffs, and I got to hope that you know, yeah, Allen can do enough. That's the part about it that's unfair. I don't think the team has done enough around him to make it where I should be able to punch you out if he's my quarterback and I've got the ball at midfield and I need a touchdown to win a playoff game in advance and go try to win the Super Bowl. I agree that they have done a disservice to him so far in his career. I mean, they had Diggs, and as soon as that started to unravel on them, they thought they could get by without it. And they lived as far as they lived last year, and it bit them at the very end. And that's it. It's not so much that it's Allen. Like, I don't think he's lacking some clutch gene or something that is failing them in these moments. I think overall they have not done enough to make it to where that's how they can win. And they've been so busy trying to stop Mahomes and Burrow, but largely Mahomes. And that has been, they've been flailing around at that for 4 years now. And they never got there. This year, the league stopped Mahomes and the Chiefs for them. They don't have to deal with them this year. And that's another part of the narrative that, you know, gets pointed at Allen specifically, that really it's organizationally the Bills. That's why I like the point about how the biggest failure so far this year is that they didn't get the one seed in a year where the Chiefs and the Bengals and the Ravens were all like drowning most of the year. They could not take advantage of it. And that's a real shame. Denver, year two with Bo Nix enjoying the one seed and a week off and the catbird seat. So it's not all about Allen to me. Like, I'm not pinning it all on him. But I am pinning it on the offense, and that's organizational as much as it is him.
Let's go to Chris next. Hi, Chris.
Hi. I agree with Bulldog. I have seen him do many things in the last 2 minutes of games that just don't make me believe that we can win the game. From the Minnesota fumble on the goal line to the slip in Tennessee to the last 2 minutes in the last two playoff games, to even last week in Philadelphia. It just never looks smooth with him, ever. Like, and the guy's amazing, and I'm not picking on him. I think he's one of the best players I've ever seen. But you go back to the Texans in the first playoff game where he's trying to throw the ball backwards, or the Raven game where he almost pitched it. He's very frantic. And I always hear the excuse, it's the Allen experience. Just do the smart thing. Be smart. Don't take 18-yard sacks. Like, I feel like as fans, we move the goalpost all the time. Oh, this team's so much worse. We have no receivers. Basically the same receivers as last year. We signed Josh Palmer, who's supposed to be better. We picked up Brandon Cooks, which I'm excited about for the playoffs. But you know, when he's playing good, it's everybody eats. You know, it's just excuse after excuse. I heard for years, oh, we have to score at least 30-something points to beat Kansas City. Well, we hold them to 27, or they score 31, and, oh, the defense is awful. Well, the defense made stops in the fourth quarter and gave him the ball back, and he didn't read the blitz properly and ran into it and threw a horrible pass to Kincaid. I mean, it's not all on Allen, I get it, but the greats win these games, and you were right about that, Shope. That's just my opinion.
Thanks, Colin. Chris.
Yeah. Please listen, you're way harder. I just spent 2 minutes trying to clarify, or maybe longer, my feelings on Allen and this critique of the overall picture here on offense. And this guy gets in and is just hammering Allen.
That's how you do it.
I agree with you, he says. No, I did. You were waiting to talk, so you probably didn't hear me explain that I'm not pinning it all on him. This guy is. We don't agree, that guy and me.
I thought this guy was brilliant. What he said up top was something to the effect of, I don't have confidence in the end that he's going to make the play. And he listed a number of games where that is a fair critique. I would throw the Chief loss at home in the playoffs on that pile, because I thought Allen misplayed that. And we went round and round on that like a month. But the play was underneath. And to limit the time Kansas City had left, and I wouldn't say he panicked, but he went for the kill shot.
He went for the kill shot to Shakir, and you know, something happened that compromised that. You know, Dawkins got knocked back into him, and the pass went errant. Yeah, that's right. I was waiting to bring that up to you. Like, you know, talking about this, you know, defense, offense, you know, where the blame lies, all
well,
that.
That's why You have to see it happen first. Because even a stat line doesn't tell you the whole thing. I mean, last year's Kansas City stat line is fine. It's not incredible. He's had those too. You have to see. The stats don't tell you what that play looked like. And Allen isn't without blame on that last play. It's not as simple as a dropped pass. A dropped pass. Holy cow. What can that look like? Right. I mean, Kincaid had a chance at it.
Yes.
But there are lots of different drops. This is interesting, but just to slip this in, because in the example of the home loss to the Chiefs, you get that touchdown and the Chiefs have, what, a minute 50 or something to drive and basically do the thing you want, which is, I've got Patrick Mahomes, game on the line, I'm going to go win the game. I'm using Pro Football Reference. I've been texting with Sneaky Joe, as he has a different site. But I like it's the one that I go to where you can enter in the game situation. And you can use the point spread, too, and the score. Just to give you some sense of this, if anybody wants to play with this, go to Pro Football Reference and use their win probability calculator. 2 minutes left. You're a 1.5-point favorite. Doesn't have home or away. That's baked into the point spread. Mm-hmm. Bills are a 1.5-point favorite. 2 minutes left. Down 4.
Okay.
First and 10, my 35, after a kickoff, say. 37% to win. Down 3, 2 minutes left, first and 10, my 35, 30%. That's a good one, because that is telling you that teams down 3 will tie the game.
Right, and then
and the team down
chances.
4 has no chance to tie the game.
Right.
At least themselves. Indirectly, the other team come back on them. But
right.
So my odds of winning are better down 4 with 2 minutes left when I'm at my own 35 than down 3. That changes once you get across, not at midfield, but once you get into plus territory. When I'm at the plus 35, it's 48%. When I'm down 4, 52%. When I'm down 3, and as you get really close, it changes further in that direction. So I thought you'd like that.
Thank you. Before you take another call, John Harbaugh's been fired.
Is that right?
Well, the wording is they've mutually agreed to part ways.
And so they always put it now.
The Ravens are making – that's Jordan Schultz is where I'm first seeing that. Just
and Schefter and Rappaport.
Okay, there they all
of
are.
Of course.
Yeah, okay. So Harbaugh is out.
They're all breaking
John Harbaugh is out in Baltimore.
Well, I guess I'm not shocked.
And I guess Lamar Jackson will stay then.
Does Lamar Jackson get to pick his coach?
Probably.
I mean, he'll probably have a voice in it. Monken is interviewing in Cleveland.
I know, I was going to say, there's some talk about Monken being a candidate. Maybe he'll be a candidate in Baltimore. Depends if Lamar Jackson likes him or not.
Doubt it, maybe.
Right.
Doubt it, maybe.
I don't know.
And they had their good days. Wow. Well, how long is that? I mean, that's he and Tomlin
18 seasons, Harbaugh. One Super Bowl championship. 180, sorry, Schefter just tweeted the whole thing. 18 seasons, 180 and 113 in the regular season, 13 and 11 in the postseason, and that one Super Bowl win over the 49ers.
Wonder if the loser that, well, you know, maybe the Ravens make the field goal and it's Tomlin who's out.
Maybe.
But, yeah, he is younger than he looks, Harbaugh. So that's 18 years?
Yep.
Big story. Here's Steven next. Hi, Steven.
Hey, how you doing, sir? Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
All right, great. So, listen, I just got to say, there's nothing to fear. I think Josh is going to execute. The run game is going to hum against the Jags. But most importantly, I want to label this whole conversation this. I got Buffalo versus the Chargers in the AFC Championship. Get ready to turn the lights back on and bum rush back into the Super Bowl. The anxiety of the one seed and seeding is over. I believe that was the pressure behind everything during the regular season because no one expected New England to play this great. But I still believe, and it's been proven time and time again, a healthy Bills team is the most dangerous team in the NFL. So I'm telling everyone, I think get your popcorn ready. And I think in the Super Bowl, it's either going to be the Eagles or it's going to be the Bears against the Bills. And I got Buffalo winning the Super Bowl this year. I understand all of the context behind the regular season, behind everything that went into it, but no one predicted this season to end up this way. No one predicted Patrick Mahomes to tear his ACL. No one predicted the Bears to make such a big turnaround. There's so many storylines behind this entire season. It's a miracle that Buffalo went in relatively unscathed at the linebacker position with Matt Milano, Dorian Williams, and Shaq Thompson. I know we had the issue with Terrell Bernard, but everyone else, I think, is going to go in there fresh. They hang in there. It's going to be a nail-biting game, but that's every playoff game. I think if we label every single Bills game a nail-biting game, that's every game in the NFL this season. And I think the one player nobody wants to face in a nail-biting situation is Josh Allen. That's all I want to say.
Okay, well, that's the that's pretty very much the opposite of the last guy's tone and feeling, even feelings on Allen in the end. The last guy you want to face in a pressure situation, you could have stopped at the last guy you want to face. That's sort of fresh in my mind.
Right.
The last argument, but.
Right, right, yeah.
All right, good for you.
Well, good, yeah. Listen, two things can be true. I know it's hard, all right? Not to insult everyone's aptitude here, but respecting the Jaguars and really saying that I think they're the worst matchup possible doesn't mean I think the Bills don't have a chance to win this game. I mean, I think they do. They're favored for a reason. I just think it's tough. It's a out of the pool of possibilities. I didn't really consider Houston very realistic. I thought this is the team that could give them the most trouble. Their run defense has been excellent, and the Bills have had a very hard time putting together any kind of really solid offensive performance if their run game doesn't go. So that, for starters, is tough. Maybe they can just line up and use their three tight ends and roll Alec Anderson out there too if they want to and just bully these guys around, and maybe that'll change. And Jacksonville will, you know, their fancy run defense, just like Denver's last year, will go up in smoke, because that did happen last year. Denver was getting a lot of credit coming in here for their stout defense and their run defense in general, and the Bills ate them up. So maybe it happens, but I think that is a tough matchup, and I think the way the offense for Jacksonville, the passing game, is humming right now is also a tough matchup. The Bills don't get a ton of pressure rushing four guys, and I'm worried about Parker Washington and Brian Thomas Jr. and this tight end. I think they're going to be able to do some business, which circles you back to, do I have a bit, like Ross Tucker's talking 31-27, right? Do I have an offense against a good defensive team that I may have to rely on my passing game for? Like, that might be the way to exploit them. They don't rush the passer well either. But can I get that off to the point where I can win a 31-27 game with this team? That's the reason I didn't like the matchup. I think it's a challenging opponent.
Parker Washington, a.k.a. Christopher Parker Washington.
Right. That's a nice grab by you.
Isn't it?
Yeah, really nice. How often does it happen that someone the Bills are playing that could be a problem has the same name as one of us?
I know. Watch out for Mike Shope, Hines Allen, by the way, as well. Mike Shope, Josh Hines Allen would have been.
That's what you wanted.
What I wanted. I don't think, yes, there were like two scenarios where the Bills could have played Houston in the 6-3. So I keep sort of stopping at that. But there was a chance.
There was a chance. Yeah, Jacksonville needed to lose, and Houston wins, and then that was it. But I just didn't think that was very likely to happen.
And the Chargers had to do something, but it's over now.
Well, the Chargers needed to lose too. Yeah, right.
Mike is next. Hello.
Hey guys, Happy New Year. My biggest concern going into this week is the Bills' short yardage offense. It cost us in Houston. We had two huge situations with third and twos that we didn't complete, and they went to fourth and one or fourth and two, and we didn't get them. The same thing last week, two situations, a third and one and a third and two, neither of which we got points on and neither of which we got first downs on the plays. I'm concerned, and it goes into the two-point conversion. Up to last week, we're 1 out of 7 on two-point conversions, which are short yardage situations. And I just think Brady's got to figure out a way, whether it's double tush push, whether it's something that this offense is lacking this year, is short yardage, third and short, fourth and short.
All right, fair enough. wants to throw out the jet game for the two pointers. That's probably fine.
Yeah, and I think the third downs and fourth downs he's talking about were from the Eagle game. I'm guessing because that was a game that we still cared about. I'm not making any critiques based on a game the Bills won 35-8. I'm not sure I really want to lean into.
Guy before fired up not only for a Bills Super Bowl win, but a home game in the AFC Championship along the way. If there isn't one, who scored the last touchdown in Highmark Stadium?
Whoever that Jet guy was.
Andrew Beck.
Yeah.
How dare he? Didn't he have any sense or appreciation for the history? Andrew Beck. Then there was a two-pointer to Jelani Woods. I thought it was a different name on the broadcast, but the box score says Jelani Woods. So that's the last points so far.
There's still a chance there could be more.
That's not going to be remembered well, Andrew Beck.
No, I already forgot it.
We spent some time last week with nostalgia in mind on the first points and the first games and kickoff return against Washington. And well, you weren't here for some of it.
Right.
But that first regular season game and win, the Eagles were one
Wallace
of those.
Francis.
Wallace, yeah. The Jets. Andrew Beck. Mm. For the record. Colin is next. Hello.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show. I love the discussion, too. I think each person kind of has an interesting perspective, bringing their own kind of history to it, what they're thinking about. What sticks out in my mind in the playoffs recently is that Christian Benford going down in Kansas City in the championship game. And that got me thinking again about this Max Hairston injury. I don't understand McDermott with 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, down 35. I mean, that's his defense. And I've heard this discussion, oh, you know, maybe there weren't enough guys or this or that. Don't put anybody out there. I mean, he's your first round pick. I mean, the Bills got together in the offseason and said in the draft, this player more than anybody else is what we need to improve our defense. Put 10 guys out on the field. Why, when you're up 35 points? I mean, put Keon Coleman. They don't trust him. Put him out on the defense.
Yeah.
The explanations that have been given, if you don't have another body, don't put a body out there. The Jets, it didn't matter. So to have him missing this week and maybe in future weeks, I think that really could be one of those small details that will kind of go unnoticed. But when we look back on it, we could think he could have really been a difference maker.
I can guarantee you it's not going to go unnoticed. The amount of conversation there's been about it to this point, including your call, Colin, tells me that if that position bites them in any way on Sunday or moving forward, it's going to be right there. And I think Keon Coleman is a great name for that. Just put a guy out there. Like, don't worry about you're embarrassing your opponent because you're not. No, what's the big picture here? I
maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm listening to that. I mean, it's too late now to do anything about it. I understand the roster machinations, but they could have chosen to put someone else there. It didn't matter. Who cares if you're covering the guy well or not? Who cares if you know how to backpedal and how your hips are going to swing when you go to chase the guy? Let him go.
I could not put a wide receiver on the field with 10 minutes left in that game because that would also be remembered. Just because I might have a chance there'd be an injury. I couldn't go that far. I understand it. I think you got to this the other day when maybe yesterday we were talking about it off the air, I think. And I think what maybe is the most interesting aspect of this, like, all right, so the premise is you're short at DB. You lost a guy earlier this year through the Darius Slay experience when you signed Slay and then you waived Jamarcus Ingram to make room for him. And then Slay says, hey, I'm not coming. Cowboy is not coming. And then Ingram gets claimed by another team, maybe Atlanta, somebody else.
Houston,
okay. Even better. And so you've got a prominent or a depth piece. I don't know, want to go too far, but you've got somebody that would have been on the field had he still been on the team.
I suppose that they had a month to replace him. If they, you know, like I can only get so far. I think McDermott is still probably frustrated about losing Jamarcus Ingram, a player that was here for a long time that they developed and that they trusted in the role that he was, sort of like a utility knife type, you know, fix-it DB that could do a lot of different things. Maybe nothing well enough to ever start for you, but still a nice hole plugger. But they had a month to go find another guy if they really felt like they needed another guy to avoid a situation where Max Hairston had to play, you know, late in this game. They could have done it.
803-0550 to join us. Lots in the air today. John Harbaugh out in Baltimore. Lines are open. We'll have Sabres pregame with Paul Hamilton at 6. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.